This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Aimpoint Research, utilizing best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders. Learn more at aimpointresearch.com. Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. The Biden administration has rolled out new tailpipe emission standards that call on automakers to accelerate the development of electric vehicles. The new final rule announced today projects EV sales could account for between 30 and 56% of new light-duty vehicle sales and between 20 and 32% of new medium-duty sales by 2032. Biofuel industry officials criticize the rule as relying too much on EVs to achieve climate goals. Steve Davies has more in his story on AgriPulse.com. In other news, the House Ag Committee got together today for a hearing on China's influence on the U.S. ag sector. Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says the issue needs to strike the right balance given China's importance as an export market.
In recent years, the U.S. has seen record export values to China for soybeans, corn, beef, chicken meat, tree nuts, and sorghum, all of which are major contributors to our domestic farm economy, underscoring the importance of expanded market access and market diversity elsewhere. So, how do we strike the balance, protecting our producers and consumers and every piece of agriculture value chain while keeping pace with China's needs? How do we reduce our reliance on one country without undermining the necessity of a strong export market?
Panel ranking member David Scott also warned members not to allow the issue to delve into a broader discussion.
Some of the rhetoric surrounding this topic may derail us from tackling the real issues at hand and may contribute, hopefully not, but may contribute to violence against Asian Americans.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was one of the witnesses at the hearing. She said lawmakers need to be careful about the impacts Chinese policies could have in the U.S.
The Chinese Communist Party is not our friend. They're not our partner, and they're not our ally. They're our enemy. And they're a rapidly expanding national security threat that can't be ignored. So let me be clear. They are buying up our entire food supply chain, and when America can't feed itself and we rely on other members of another country to feed us, it becomes a national security issue. The country that feeds us will control us.
Noem told lawmakers Chinese officials had tried to get a tour of many of South Dakota's agricultural facilities from her office, and she was later informed by the U.S. State Department that the group was actually Chinese spies. Finally today, the American Farm Bureau Federation has farmers in town to press for relief from annual increases to the adverse effect wage rate. New York producer Karen Reeves employs about 70 H-2A workers at the peak of her seasonal labor needs. She says she's unable to pass her increased labor costs to her consumers, who can instead switch to purchasing a lower-cost product.
I'm regularly told by buyers what they can buy product for and from Mexico and other countries. So when I want to increase my prices, there's a lot of pushback. So it's just difficult for us to continue to absorb those costs. I'm totally in favor of our workers getting a fair wage. But these increases have outpaced even, you know, the inflation of other wages within the marketplace.
Michigan farmer Nick Oman says the lack of legislative action on farm labor needs have many in his area making long-term decisions about the future of their operations.
There's nothing that's dangling out there in support that we can keep doing what we're doing in the long term. And so it's really hard to plan for long-term investment onto those perennial crops in Michigan like apples and peaches and asparagus. That takes, you know, it's an investment you make now that you're not going to recoup any money for 3 to 5 years. So we're unfortunately not making any of those investments anymore and looking at any other opportunity we can have to generate some income.
Farm Bureau members are specifically asking lawmakers for a freeze to the adverse effect wage rate as well as broad reforms to the H-2A Ag Worker Program. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Aimpoint Research. Strategic intelligence empowers decisions in a volatile market. Aimpoint Research utilizes best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders gain a deeper understanding of what's happening, what's going to happen, and how to prepare for the future. Don't wait. Position your business now to ensure success tomorrow. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.